Welcome to the First Friday briefing for February 2009. First Friday is produced by the Georgia Department of Defense with news about the Georgia Army National Guard, the Georgia Air National Guard, and the Georgia State Defense Force. In this edition, Strong Bonds focuses on the single soldier. The Georgia Guard pins its first African American general, and the Georgia State Defense Force names its Soldier of the Year. These stories and more coming up, but first, members of Covington's Company B, 121st Infantry, thanks the community by hosting an open house at the unit's armory. The day-long event gave community members the chance to see and fire an M4 rifle loaded with blank ammunition, ride in a Humvee, and learn what a combat medic does.
There's a long line of Georgians who have made their way into the history books, and Brigadier General Joseph Wells, the Guard's first African-American general officer, has joined them. Penned by Brigadier General Maria Britt, another history maker, Wells officially pinned on his star in mid-January at a small ceremony in the governor's office. When the Georgia National Guard Chaplain's Office started a program called Strong Bonds in 2006, it focused on married couples who had just returned from a combat zone. Not anymore. A pilot program designed especially for the single soldier debuted in mid-January. This Strong Bonds offered program will help soldiers learn skills to help them succeed personally, professionally, and romantically. Prep Vice President Natalie Jenkins and curriculum developer Leif Knoll were both on hand to lead the pilot program.
The Georgia State Defense Force named their 2008 Soldier of the Year on January 11th. Staff Sergeant Warren Langley was accorded the honor for his dedication and service to training future non-commissioned officers in the State Defense Force. In late January, members of the 4th CST and the SERFP joined other states for a commander's conference in Atlanta. Commanders and first responders discussed such issues as response capability and equipment. General Craig McKinley, Director of the National Guard Bureau, as well as other key speakers, acknowledged the critical role the CSTs and SERFPs play in domestic security. And that's the First Friday Briefing Podcast for February 2009. First Friday is produced by the Georgia Department of Defense Public Affairs Office. If you have comments or questions, we welcome them. Email us at doc, that's D-O-C, at ga.ngb.army.mil. I'm Amanda Kenney.
I'm Elizabeth Warwick.
And thanks for listening.